Hey, Hen, did you hear that whistle?
Sure do, Amos. That whistle means rinse-o white, rinse-o bright, rinse-o new.
Yeah, that's right, and it means that this is Sunday and we was on the air for 1950 rinse-o with Solium.
And Andy Show with Jack Benny, Rochester, Lou Lubin, Johnny Lee, Elvie Allman, Willard Waterman, Jeff Alexander and his orchestra, and radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy. Yes, sir, the Amos and Andy Show, brought to you by Lieber Brothers Company, makers of new 1950 Rinso with Solium, the soap that gets your clothes whiter and brighter than new.
Rinse all white, rinse all bright,
rinse all new.
Happy little wash day song.
During the past year, Andy Brown managed to accumulate $450 and had it tucked safely away in his savings account. Yesterday, the Kingfish found out about it, and today, they're in business with a capital of $450. At the moment, we find them discussing the new venture.
Well, Andy, that's a great name we got for our company there. The Super Friendly, Convenient Neighborhood Personal Loan Company, Incorporated.
Well, that sure is a pretty long name to have on the door there, ain't it?
Yeah, but the painter managed to get it all on. Only trouble is, when you open the door, the word Incorporated stays on the door jam there.
Yeah, but you know, Kingfish, I've been thinking about this loan business. I felt a lot safer when my $400 was in the bank, that $450. It was drawing pounded up interest, everything. On top of that, my savings was guaranteed by the government, too.
Yeah, well, what's so good about that, Andy? Let's analyze the thing. Who is the government? The people. And you is the people.
I is, huh?
Right. In other words, you is guaranteeing your own money, and you don't want a deadbeat like yourself responsible for $450.
No, I sure don't. You know, it's lucky I got out of that bank in time. But tell me this, just how you go about running the loan business.
Well, Andy, I done already put an ad in the afternoon newspaper, you see.
Yeah, well, that sounds good. Come in, Amos. Come in.
Well, hi there, boys. You really all set up in the loan business here, ain't you?
Yes, Amos, we're going to do big things here, already.
Oh, yeah. Putting my money in the loan business is the smartest thing I ever done, Amos. Ain't no point in keeping it in a dangerous place like a bank.
What you mean, dangerous, Andy?
Well, after all, who guarantees your money when it's in the bank? The government. And who is the government? The people. And who is the people? Who is they, Kingfish?
We is the people.
Oh, yeah, I know there was somebody you couldn't trust mixed up in this one.
Listen, I ain't got the time or the strength to untangle this mess, but the reason I come back here is because I was in here for before you fellas was out to lunch when I was here, you see.
Oh, you was, huh?
Yeah, and the phone rung, and it was some fella named Rochester, and he was interested in getting a loan, and he coming over here at 2 o'clock to see you, buddy.
Kingfish, we got a customer.
Yeah, we can take care of him all right. We got a working capital of $450, and mm-hmm. We plans to loan it out in dribs and drabs. Yeah. Rochester say he want to borrow $400. What do you think, Anna?
Well, with one big drab like that, he's going to dribble us right out of business.
Well, Andy, it's 2 o'clock. That fellow ought to be here in a minute now.
Yeah, he's going to be our first customer.
Hey, the one nice thing about this loan... Say, Andy.
What?
Look out the window there.
Where?
That fellow coming across the street. I wonder if that could be that Rochester fellow.
Boy, he is really dressed up sharp, ain't he?
Oh, yeah. Got on black shoes, gray Hamburg hat.
Yeah, and look at that top coat he's wearing there. That is the most beautiful shade of orange I done ever seen.
Quiet, Andy. Wait a minute. He coming in here. Yeah, hey. How you do, sir? By any chance, is you Rochester?
That's me.
Tell me this, what can we do for you, Mr. Rochester?
Is this where I come to get my wallet pumped up?
Yes, sir. This here's the Friendly Loan Company, all right.
Well, I want to borrow $400.
$400, huh? Well, I think we might be able to help you. Yeah. Tell me, Miss Rochester, is you employed at the present time?
Oh, yeah. I've been working for the same fellow as a butler for the past 12 years.
Yeah, well, if you've been working for this fellow all that time, how come you need to borrow money?
I said I've been working. I didn't say nothing about getting paid.
Oh,
Well, as long as you was working steady, I guess we could swing it. Now, you see, on all loans, we got liberal terms here. We only charges you 2% interest.
Well, that sounds fine. Is that by the year or by the hour? Or by the month?
By the second, that's what it's by. Mr. Rochester, there are some other little fees in there, too. Now, there's a $2 filing charge, a $3 handling fee. Then, of course, we have to record the loan. There's a $21 recording charge.
Who's going to record it, John Charles Thomas?
Yeah, now, let's see. I'm adding up the whole thing here. We gives you the $400 now. And in 2 weeks, you pays us back the small total of $965.80. Them is our friendly terms.
Friendly? I could get better terms than that from Joe Stalin. But right now, I ain't got no choice. I'll take it.
Yeah, well, I tell you, before we let you have the money, Miss Rochester, there's one thing more that we got to know. What'd you want the money for, anyhow?
Well, boys, I'll tell you. I want this money to make a down payment on a little rose-covered cottage in the country.
A rose-covered cottage, huh?
Yeah, someplace I can call home when my butlin' days is over and I quit working for old father time.
Well, that's a legitimate reason for the loan. All right, give the man the money, Andy.
Yeah, let me open up my shirt here and get in my money belt. Now, I'll unbutton my underwear. Holy smoke, Kingfish, where is it? I've been robbed.
No, there it is, Andy. Just sunk in between them rolls of blubber there you go.
Yeah, there it is, peeking out of the second layer.
Yeah. Well, I got a grip on it now. Wait a minute, here's the flap on the pocket in the belt. Let me get this safety pin off here. Then pull this scotch tape loose. Then get this rivet out of here. Ah, here we is. Here's the money.
You know, that's some belt. The fella I work for has got one just like it.
He is, huh?
Yeah, the only difference is when he unbuttons his DVDs, a bell rings.
Bell ring?
Yeah, when we put his underwear in the washing machine, it sounds like New Year's Eve.
Yeah, well, here's the money, Miss Rochester.
Oh, thanks.
And remember now, you're going to return the money to us within 2 weeks plus interest and carrying charges.
Okay, boys.
Yeah, take good care of yourself. We don't want nothing to happen to you between now and then, you know.
Yeah, we'd be in bad shape if you got killed or something.
You got nothing to worry about. The way you boys got me tied up, my corpse will be making payments 2 years after I'm buried.